It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Good morning and welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour, and we've got a busy show for you. It's an All-Star Break edition of the Panthers Insider Show. The Panthers played their last game before the break back on Tuesday. They've got the All-Star festivities this weekend. The Panthers will be back at it on the 16th of this month. They will take on the Carolina Hurricanes on the road in that first game out of the break. The next Panthers home game will be coming up on the 22nd of February. That's a Tuesday night at FLA Live Arena in Sunrise, the Panthers and the Nashville Predators. As always, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. You can call 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. But coming up here over this edition of the Panthers Insider Show, as I mentioned, it's an All-Star Break edition of the Panthers Insider Show. The Panthers All-Star representatives, Jonathan Huberdeau, Andrew Brunette, the Panthers interim head coach, they're representing the team at the All-Star festivities this weekend. You can catch the All-Star game this afternoon, 3 o'clock on ABC. You can watch that so you can cheer on Jonathan Huberdeau, Andrew Brunette, and the rest of the NHL All-Stars this afternoon. Again, that'll air on ABC at 3 p.m. The Panthers going into this break with the highest point total in the National Hockey League, 69 points. So coming up here, we'll recap the week that was for the Panthers. We'll have some highlights. We'll have some thoughts from Andrew Brunette as well. Coming up next segment, we will be joined by TJ Shalott. He's the broadcaster for the Charlotte Checkers, the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate. We'll talk about how things have been going down on the farm for the Panthers prospects. So that's coming up next segment. And then later on in the show, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jamison Olive and I were joined by George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, sort of an All-Star Break assessment of the Panthers, and things have been going really well for the Panthers, so we'll get to that conversation coming up later on in the program. So again, a lot to get to here in this installment of the Panthers Insider Show. As I mentioned, for all your Panthers tickets, the Panthers are back home on the 22nd. They'll have three home games before the end of the month. You won't want to miss those. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Well, 1 week ago, the Panthers had a come-from-behind home victory at FLA Live Arena over the San Jose Sharks. 5-4 was the final score in overtime. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Loose along that far side, takes two Sharks to work it away from Marchman. Still loose along the inboards. Brent Burns on it, then he gave it away. Handled by Reinhardt in front, shot Forsling, and he scores! Forsling let it go. There was a lot of traffic in front of James Reimer, and the Panthers get a late period goal to pull back to within one. Barkov once again on it. Over to the far side, Verhaeghe. Verhaeghe has it along the far side of the ice, gives to Huberdeau back in front. Barkov, top shelf, he scores! What a setup and what a finish! And Barkov gets the Panthers back to within a goal. Anton Lundell out of the far corner, looks up top, taken there by Radko Gudas. Anton Lundell, right point shot, blocked by Brett Burns. And then Lundell able to play it back down behind the Sharks net, loose at the side of the goal. They dig away, they score! It was jammed at the side of the net. Marchman may have gotten a piece of that one. A scramble at the side of the goal, and the Panthers are back to within one with 12:30 left in the third. Now here on the near side of the ice, Weegar at the line. He takes the feed, tiptoes the blue line, long shot loose out in front, and they score! Jonathan Huberdeau has tied the game! 4-4 here in the third! Here's Huberdeau into the offensive end, looks in front for Barkov. Too hot to handle, but he finds it off the boards. Barkov, far circle, gives out to Forsling. Forsling, far side of the ice, peels off. Panthers continue to get that change in progress. Get some fresh legs out there. Huberdeau behind the net, in front shot, they score! Sam Bennett in overtime, and the Panthers come back to win it! 5-4, the final score! Sam Bennett, the overtime winner!
Smoke him if you got him tonight!
Panthers 5, Sharks 4, a come-from-behind overtime win for the Panthers that night at FLA Live Arena. The Panthers were back at it on Monday, and they put another 8 on the board, an 8-4 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Here's how it sounded.
Panthers able to hold it in. It's fed back down low into the corner. Scooped up, tossed along here on the near wall. Played in front, a shot, and they score, and it's Mason Marchment, who has the Panthers on the board. He's got a goal for the fourth straight game. The Panthers 1-0. They lead early in this one in Columbus. Now here on the near side of the ice, action down behind the net now. It works off to the side of the goal. A shot, and they score. It's Sam Reinhart, top shelf from a sharp angle. He took the feet across the front of the net. He goes upstairs, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead here in the first. Ekblad, a diving Ekblad, kept in the zone over to Barkov on the right side. Ekblad at the line once again. Top of the near circle. It's Huberdeau. A shot. It's off the iron. The rebound. They score. A power play goal, and it's Barkov. And the Panthers have taken a 3-1 lead. The Panthers getting that multi-goal lead back, and it's a power play tally. Straight on. Panthers back to the offensive end. To the high slot. Lundell to Marchman out in front. They score. Sam Reinhart. What a tic-tac-toe play there as Reinhart was set up for his second of the game, and the Panthers have taken a 4-1 lead. Off to the right side, Line A. Line A cut over the Panthers' line, trying to pass that was knocked away by Lundell. He'll feed it rink wide. Here's Marchment out in front. A chance, Reinhart, and he scores! And Sam Reinhart gives the Panthers the 5-2 lead in Columbus, and Sam Reinhart completes the hat trick, and that line continues to do damage for the Panthers. Fifth career hat trick for Sam Reinhart as he was set up perfectly out in front. Verhage down to the far corner. Now it's into that far circle for Sam Bennett. Bennett back in front for Hagee in front. Tip it in. He scores. And Owen tipping off the perfect setup from the top of the goal crease. He jams it home. And the Panthers take a 6-4 lead. Gabriel Carlson pass straight on. Deflects away. And the Panthers force a turnover. Marchment in front. Weegar in a shot. He scores. Mackenzie Weegar took the pass from Marchment. And the Panthers take a 7-4 lead. In come the Panthers. Marchment in front, a chance, and they score. It went in and out in a hurry, and Mason Marchment off the quick setup, off the rush. The Panthers have taken an 8-4 lead. Mason Marchment stays red hot with another one.
So an 8-4 win for the Panthers on the road over the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Panthers played their last game before the break on Tuesday. They were upended by the New York Rangers. 5-2 was the final score in that one. Andrew Brunette, though, was happy with how his team performed heading into the break. Here is Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette talking about how the team can use this time off.
Yeah, I think just enjoy the break. I think we had a nice little... We went through COVID, through the holidays. We missed 10 days, and I thought we came back really refreshed and focused and played some of our best hockey in that stretch. So I'm looking for more of the same. It's going to get harder for sure. The schedule's demanding. So we really have to take this break and use it intelligently, resting, rejuvenating, and ready for a push, because it's going to be, it'll be a lot of fun down the stretch, but it's going to be very tedious on our guys here. And we got to be ready to go.
So Andrew Brunette right there after Tuesday night's game at Madison Square Garden. So now the Panthers have some time off again. Back at it on the 16th at Carolina, the 18th at Minnesota, the 20th at Chicago. The next Panthers home game will be the 22nd at FLA Live Arena. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Panthers and the Nashville Predators that night. So you won't want to miss any of the action. The Panthers in the All-Star break right now with 69 points. The highest point total in the National Hockey League. Coming up next segment, we will be joined by TJ Shalott, the voice of the Charlotte Checkers. Later on in the show, we'll have George Richards, cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. George was kind enough to sit down with Jameson Olive and I this week, so looking forward to that conversation coming up here in just a little bit. But up next, to talk some Charlotte Checkers hockey, talking about some of the Panthers prospects, the play-by-play voice of the Checkers, TJ Shalott. Next, this is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Panthers hockey over the course of this hour. And, of course, the Panthers in a little bit of a lull in the schedule. They've got the All-Star break here this weekend, and then the Panthers back in action on the 16th of this month. Wednesday the 16th, they'll be back at it to start up a three-game road trip coming out of the break against the Carolina Hurricanes. It's going to be a 7:30 face-off that night. Then the Panthers on Friday the 18th will be at the Minnesota Wild. And then on Sunday the 20th, a matinee game on the road against the Chicago Blackhawks. The next Panthers home game will be on Tuesday the 22nd of February. The Panthers will play host to the Nashville Predators that night, 7 o'clock face-off at FLA Live Arena. And you can get your tickets, as always, at floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com. You can get them by calling 954-835-PUCK. And remember, everything's better in a group. Bring out family, friends, or anyone ready for the ultimate fan experience. You can receive amazing benefits, including special group pricing, a welcome message on the Jumbotron, and more. For more information, go to floridapanthers.com/groups or call 954-835-PUCK. Mention that game against Nashville coming up on the 22nd at 7. Other home games this month for the Panthers, the 24th at 7. They'll have the Columbus Blue Jackets at FLA Live Arena. And then on the 26th, the Saturday, that's going to be a matinee game at 12:30 Eastern. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, their only regular season visit to South Florida. That's going to be coming up again later this month on the 26th, a 12:30 start for that game against the Oilers. But here to talk about the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate with us here on the Panthers Insider Show this week, the voice of the Charlotte Checkers, TJ Shalott, here with us. And well, TJ, first, thanks for your time. How's everything going for you? How's the season been?
Season's been great, and thanks for having me on. I love any opportunity to talk about some of these Florida Panthers prospects. I mean, we're really seeing some great hockey down here in the American Hockey League, and you can see the future of the Florida Panthers organization unfold right before your eyes every single night. So it's an honor for me to be there, and I can't wait for the Florida Panthers fans to see these guys full time in the next couple of years.
Well, I know, TJ, when we see guys get called up, the transition just looks so seamless for a lot of them, and we see so much talent coming up and guys that are able to hop in at, you know, sometimes a moment's notice and help out. And we'll talk about some of those prospects coming up here in just a few moments. But first, it was great to see Nola Chari get back on the ice this week. We hadn't seen him on the ice since the preseason, went down with an injury, but back on Wednesday night, the Checkers on the road against the Rochester Americans, and Nola Chari back in the fold again to start off a conditioning assignment. And I'm sure that that put some excitement, not only throughout the whole lineup, but I'm sure Noel was pretty excited to get into that game as well.
You know, for a guy that hasn't played in a competitive game in quite a long time, you know, after being hurt in the preseason, he instantly looked like the best player on the ice for both teams. You could just see that he's got the speed, he's got the pep, he's got that vision. You could tell, you know, if you took any normal fan and said, all right, which one of the guys on the ice is the common NHLer that spends most of his time up there, anybody could pick, because he just was all over the place. He was the guy getting into the dirty areas. He was throwing those extra hits. He looked really good in his first game, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of him come for the rest of this road trip.
Yeah, that's his game. He'll do whatever it takes to help a team win. So, again, great to see Nola Chari get back on the ice for the Charlotte Checkers to kick off a conditioning assignment back on Wednesday. TJ Shalott here with us. He's the play-by-play voice for the Charlotte Checkers. And again, I'm sure that put some excitement throughout the entire team, but there's been a lot to be excited about with this group, whether it's, you know, guys that have gotten their first taste of the National Hockey League this year, guys that have been up and down a little bit, guys that are knocking on the door. A guy who had an eventful stretch not too long ago, Matt Kierstead. He had that call up, kind of went across North America to play for the Panthers, went back to Charlotte. And I think that just shows you the talent level that they have down there and the ability of some of these guys to step in and fill a spot at a moment's notice. But Matt Kierstead seems like a guy whose game has really just continued to develop nicely. What have you seen from him at the American Hockey League level?
You know, it seems like, you know, for a free agent signing guy out of college, out of North Dakota, at the beginning of the season, there was a little bit from him that was just trying to find his footing, but it did not take long. He's instantly become one of the guys that head coach Jordy Kinnear relies on in tight situations. You know, right now, the back end for this Checkers team is filled with PTO guys from the ECHL. So when there's big time moments in games and he needs someone to shut things down in the back end, the first name that comes to the top of his mind and the first guy that hops over the boards is Matt Kierstead. He's just been so strong defensively. He's focusing more on his defensive game. Sure, he'd love to get a couple, you know, offensive points and kind of rise up the score sheet a little bit, but he realizes that's not his game. He's just so strong defensively. It doesn't matter what scenario he's in, whether it's a guy that slips in behind him and he's got to get in on the back check and break up a breakaway. He has that capability. He has the vision to get the puck down low and keep the puck in the offensive end when the checkers are mounting a little bit of a counterattack. And he's probably out of the entire decor of the players that I've seen that have come through, he's the guy that's really grown the most this season, just getting comfortable with the speed of the game. And he's going to be a big impact player for us down the stretch.
Yeah, it seems like a guy just has a calmness and a composure about him. And we noticed that as soon as he made his debut at the NHL level last year. And you could tell, too, it's a guy who's played a substantial amount of college hockey. This isn't an 18, 19 year old. This is a guy who's come in and he's up to speed, and he just has that calmness about him. And I know I've really enjoyed watching him develop. And you mentioned Jordy Kinnear there, and unique situation from a coaching perspective too, I'd imagine, for him this year with Charlotte having the split affiliation and, you know, balancing guys coming in from both teams. But what we've heard, and I believe it was Chase Prisky who really pointed this out during one of his media availabilities down here in South Florida, he talked about how the belief there really is that it's one team. Guys don't want to look at it as, you got the Florida guys and you got the Seattle guys. They really do want to look at it as one group of guys. And it seems like everybody's really taken to that. And I'd imagine Jordy is the biggest reason for really uniting everybody.
He's the biggest driver to that. You know, the words that I've heard come right out of his mouth are, we're not the Florida Panthers, we're not the Seattle Kraken, we're the Charlotte Checkers. And I think that carries through. Every single one of the players buys into that. They understand what their role is on this team in regards to how they work with everybody else from a different affiliate. And sometimes, if I could be honest with you, sometimes up in the booth, I forget where some of these guys are contracted to because they just look like such good teammates. Sometimes it's easy to forget that the two guys that are on that D pair that are making those passes back and forth on the power player, they're signed to two entirely different NHL teams. And we might not see one of them next week because he's in Seattle. Or in the case of Chase Prisky and Joey Decord, who both got called up to their respective NHL squads last week, they end up playing in the same city. Neither one of those guys got into the game, but they're having lunch together as members of the opposite NHL team, which I thought was pretty unique. And it is certainly Jordy Kinnear's ship. He steers it as a team that is all buy-in, one strength, and that is the team aspect. It's that teamwork, and it's, look, the boat or the car is only going to get moving if all the wheels are going in the right direction, and Coach Kinnear has that going down for him.
TJ Shalhoub, our guest here, he's the play-by-play voice for the Charlotte Checkers. And, well, TJ, going off of that, I know Jordy's been in the organization on the Panthers side for a number of years now. He's been a coach at the American Hockey League level for a long time now. When you just view from afar, what would you say? I mean, it sounds like that right there. He's a great unifier in the locker room, gets everybody on the same page. But what would you say from afar has been the greatest skill that stood out in your mind as far as what he does to get the most out of his guys and get them ready for the next level?
You know, his preparation leading up to the game and his ability to change in game with the, you know, how the game's laying itself out to him is something that I'm bewildered by and just amazed by every single game. Last night, the Checkers ended up losing a game to Rochester 5-1, but at no point in that game did I really feel like Charlotte was out of that game because he's so good at adjusting his plan on the fly. You know, if the team goes into the first intermission and they're down by a couple goals, we've seen time and time again this year, boom, they get right on the score sheet when the second period starts. So his ability to adjust and to take the players that he has in front of him, he's the first one that will, you know, if their offense isn't clicking, all of a sudden he's going to go out there. He's going to put the guys just in a Yahtzee cup and throw them out there and see what works. And he's amazing at just making those changes on the fly and putting the Checkers in the best position to win. Doesn't always end up working that way like last night, but hey, you know, that's all you can really ask of a coach is to get the guys out there and put them in a combination that works. And he has a great ability to, like you said, unify the guys, not only on, you know, a grand scheme in terms of these two affiliations and moving forward, but also to unify them under the game plan as they go forward. And sometimes that game plan changes and he gets everybody to buy in right there in the intermission.
Yeah, great guy, Jordy Kinnear, and does a great job there with the Panthers prospects and with the Seattle prospects this season as well with the Charlotte Checkers of the American Hockey League. And we're joined here by TJ Shalott, the voice of the Charlotte Checkers, giving us some insight down on the farm as this American Hockey League season continues along. You talk about the job that Jordy Kinnear's done, and I know when a lot of people think about hockey at the minor league levels, and when they think about the American Hockey League, you know, they think about some of the young prospects and recent draft picks. But Zach Dalpe is a guy that across the entire hockey world, you never hear anybody say a bad word about him. And there's a reason that so many organizations over the years have wanted the services of Zach Dalpe. And he's a guy who was a part of the Charlotte Checkers a number of years ago under the Carolina Hurricanes affiliation. But with Zach, at the American Hockey League level, especially, a guy like him, a veteran guy who's played for a long time at the NHL and AHL levels, it can be so valuable for an AHL team to have a guy like that. And it's almost an extension of the coaching staff in a way. How important has he been to that locker room?
I mean, he's exactly what you want out of a leader. He's exactly what you want out of the guy wearing the C on your sweater. You know, there's some captains are a little bit more stoic and a little bit more quiet, and they kind of lead by example. Dalpe does that a little bit, but he's also very talkative. He's the first one to welcome some of these PTOs guys in, or somebody who's new from Seattle, if there's a trade or something, he's the first one to welcome into the locker room and to make it feel like a warm and welcome place. And then he's also the guy to go out there and score the overtime winner against the top team in the league, like he did this past Friday against Utica. He knows how to play the game. He's smart, but mostly it's his personality. He's just, like you said, nobody has a bad thing to say about Zach Dalpe, and it's simply because of the way that he just conducts himself, not only as a hockey player, but as a person. And that's what you want in a leader. You know, he knows exactly what to do as far as the X's and O's are concerned. He knows exactly what to say, whether it's a youngster who's playing in his first AHL game, or, you know, if he ends up being paired with a veteran who's been around the league, or a guy like Scott Wilson, who's won the Stanley Cup. You know, he knows exactly what to say in those situations, and he knows exactly what to do on the ice. And he's just a consummate professional, and he's just a wonderful human being.
From the coaching staff to the on-ice leadership group, doing a great job there in Charlotte to the tune of a winning record this season. TJ Shalott here with us. He's the play-by-play voice of the Charlotte Checkers. A couple other prospects just wanted to get a feel for here. We've seen Alexi Heponiemi a couple of times this season. I know recently wearing a letter on his sweater as well, so taking on a little bit of a leadership role. And one of those guys, it's easy to forget how young he still is. I know when he's been up with the big club, his hockey sense, his hockey IQ has drawn a lot of praise, and he seems to always have himself in the right position. And he's obviously got great vision on the ice. But what have you seen from him as his skill set continues to develop? And have you seen more from him maybe in a leadership perspective that's lent itself to wearing a letter on his sweater?
Absolutely. You know, that leadership aspect of it comes in full display when he's on the power play. You know, this is the guy that's leading the team in power play points. He has 2 goals and 11 assists. And right there, just in when you break down his points on the power play, it's mostly done by way of the assist. You talk about his hockey IQ. He knows how to find the open guy. He knows how to protect the puck, get it cross ice so that guys can, you know, get perfect lanes and get shots off. And he's a very cerebral style player. And he's not very talkative. He's not very active in terms of communicating when not on the ice, but when he's on the ice, it seems like you can constantly hear him chirping across the ice. He's making these passes. He's got his head up at all times. And he's one of those guys, when you look down this roster, you see his size and you might get thrown off. If you don't know who he is, you look at him and go, oh, he's so tiny. But you can throw that size out the window because he does not play like his size. He plays so much bigger, but he still has that deceptive speed, and he'll slip in behind defenders and gets his breakaway opportunities. And he's a solid player and going to be a future Florida Panther for sure for a long time.
Yeah, and proof that when you go out to a hockey game, you never know what you're going to see. I think last year was the fifth player in NHL history, going back to, you know, fifth player since like 1940 or something, to have his first NHL goal be an overtime winner. Just not something that that happens all that often. But that game in against Detroit last year, when he had his first NHL goal, I know that sticks out in a lot of people's minds. So Alexi Heponiemi doing good things, and Cole Schwint, another guy that you know, just seems like one of those guys when he comes into the locker room, people just enjoy the company of Cole Schwint. Just seems to always have a smile on his face. It just seems to love the game, and for him to get that taste of the NHL this season? Got the call up, played the one game, but from your experience and having talked to him, what did getting that call up mean to him and getting that taste of the National Hockey League?
I think it changed his perception of just how he plays the game. You know, he finally got that taste and he finally got there. And I think it allowed him to, I don't want to say relax, I don't know if that's the right word, but just kind of ease up a little bit, because he's going through, at that point in time, he's going through a little bit of a scoring drought here in the AHL. He scored, he had a 2-goal game on Friday against Utica, but before that, there was a 13-game scoreless drought for him. And that NHL debut came right in the middle of it, or it might have been closer towards the start of that drought. And I think it just allowed him to ease up a little bit and realize that there's other aspects of his game that he can work on and the goals will come naturally. And that's one of the best things that I've seen out of him all season long is, you know, you look at a guy like Schwint, he's very high on the Florida Panthers radar. He's going to be a future Florida Panther full-time in the very near future. But, you know, when he's not scoring, it's nice to see him developing and growing in the defensive aspect of his game. Or, you know, he's still getting assists. He's still producing. He's tied for second in the team lead in points. So he's still contributing on the ice, but he's working on other aspects of his game, being a little bit more physical, being a little bit better defensively. And it's just helping him grow all parts of his game. And that's only going to make him better once he does break into the NHL full time.
TJ Shalhoub here with us. He's the play-by-play voice of the Charlotte Checkers. Recording this, folks, on a Thursday this week. So, obviously, getting it in on the Charlotte Checkers off day here. And the Panthers, of course, going into the All-Star break. So, lots to cover and great to catch up as far as some of the Panthers prospects are concerned. And find out how things are going down there with the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate, the Charlotte Checkers. So, TJ, thanks very much for coming on today. Just for all the folks out there who either want to follow along with you or want to be able to watch the Charlotte Checkers games. I know there are avenues to be able to do that. Where can the folks out there find you, and where can they find Charlotte Checkers hockey if they're not in Charlotte, of course?
Absolutely. The easiest way to find Charlotte Checkers hockey is on AHL TV. You can watch that worldwide right there on your laptop, your smartphone, or even on your smart TV at home. You can tune into the audio only with the Charlotte Checkers app, which is available through the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store as well. And that's absolutely free. So if you just want to tune in to a Friday night when the Panthers aren't playing and see how some of the young guys are doing, just listen to the game. That's the easiest way, absolutely free to do so. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm pretty active on there at TJ underscore my last name, which is spelled C-H-I-L-L-O-T, basically like chill out without the U.
But I'm sure it's tough to chill out when you watch some of these games. I know what it's like calling hockey, of course. So sometimes it's tough to chill out during a good game.
You know what it's like after that game that's just been a heavyweight battle back and forth, and you get back to the hotel or you get back to your house if it's a home game, and you're just, I'm going to be up until 3 o'clock because the adrenaline is just through the roof, and it happens.
Yeah, you can't. You have to wind down. There's no question about that. Well, TJ Shalhoub, our guest here. TJ, we thank you very much for taking some time out in the middle of a Charlotte Checkers road trip. And I know all the folks out there are going to be very interested to follow along and see how these Panthers prospects continue to progress. And they'll be listening to you along the way. So, TJ, thanks very much for stopping by. And best of luck here the rest of the season.
Doug, thanks again for having me. Really happy to do it. Would love to come back and do it again.
We'll do it again sometime. We'll do it again. Thank you very much. TJ Shalhoub, the play-by-play voice of the Charlotte Checkers, stopping by, taking some time out for us to get us caught up on all the action going on with the Charlotte Checkers. Folks, you can join the Panthers for Star Wars night when they take on the Ottawa Senators. That's March 3rd at 7. Enjoy a special ticket package that includes tickets to the game, an exclusive T-shirt, and a photo opportunity. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com. Well, folks, coming up on the other side of the break, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. We just got caught up in the Charlotte Checkers. Coming up next, we're going to have a little bit of a mid-season All-Star break review of the Florida Panthers. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Florida Hockey Now's George Richards. So that's going to be coming up next segment. You don't want to miss that. Folks, I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Panthers hockey. We'll hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast coming up here in just a moment. But Big thanks once again to TJ Shalott, the voice of the Charlotte Checkers, the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate. Big thanks to him for stopping by last segment, getting us caught up on all things concerning the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate, talking prospects and more. So again, big thanks to TJ for stopping by the show last segment. The Panthers will be back home on February 22nd against the Nashville Predators, 7 o'clock faceoff at FLA Live Arena that night. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Folks, the Panthers have launched an all-new Kids Club. Young fans will have access to exclusive Kids Club events, special offers, Panthers merch packs, and more. For more information or to join the exclusive Panthers Kids Club, go to FloridaPanthers.com/Kids Club. Well, this week on the Territory Talk podcast, Jameson Olive and I had a chance to catch up with Florida Hockey Now's George Richards, a bit of a mid-season assessment of the Panthers, who positioned themselves in a great spot in the standings, ready for a final sprint toward the Stanley Cup playoffs when they come out of the break. And of course, the Panthers are a little past the midway point, but the All-Star break, a break in the action here, a chance to take a look at how things have gone up until this point. And well, they're going very well for the Florida Panthers. Again, if you like what you hear, you can catch the whole episode of Territory Talk, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk. The old episodes are archived there as well, so go check that out. Again, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk for the official Panthers podcast or wherever you find your podcast. George Richards taking some time out for me and Jameson Olive earlier this week. Let's get right into that segment.
Welcoming in our special guest now, unofficially the all-time leader in Territory Talk appearances. We'll have to go back and find that out, look through the archives. But George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, covering the Panthers for a long time, stopping by, looking to get a little bit of a mid-season assessment of this Panthers group that is, well, let's face it, had a lot of good things happen on the ice. And, well, George, kicking it off here, how impressed have you been with the Panthers going into the break? I know they lost that last game before the break, but overall, this team's been steamrolling through the last 4 to 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, I think that loss to the New York Rangers on Tuesday just ruins everything, right? I mean, guys losing a game on the road in a back-to-back situation. No, I mean, you know, this team is special. You know, I've covered this team since, you know, 2004. Obviously the best team I've ever seen. It's the best team the Florida Panthers have ever iced, and it's not even close. I mean, as much as everybody loves – you know, the expansion Cats and the 96 team and the one that came after that. You know, this team is just unbelievable. They're atop the NHL standings. They're a legitimate Stanley Cup contender. Anything, you know, anything less than a fairly deep run into the playoffs will be disappointing. You never said that before with these guys. Even in 96, you know, you were just happy they were there. Things have changed with this bunch, so... very impressive. You've got to love the depth that this team has. Rolling four, you know, like Andrew Burnett, they've got five lines some nights. So, it's been a lot of fun to watch just seeing this team night after night do what they do. They just come at you in waves, and people around the league are definitely taking notice.
And you mentioned that, of course, you know, Jonathan Huberdeau, Player of the Month in January, Anton Lindell, Rookie of the Month, you know, national broadcast the other day. They got another one coming up against Carolina on TNT when they get back. So they are turning a lot of heads out there. People are taking notice. But, George, I just want to ask, obviously this team, you know, before the holiday break was really, really good. But coming out of the holiday break, they've been just on a whole nother level. Is that just the team getting healthy, finding their groove, or is there something else they're doing, you think?
Well, I think that had a lot to do with it, right? Because you had all the COVID stuff. You had Barkov was hurt. Marchment was hurt. You know, they had a lot of stuff going on going into Christmas. And you know, they went into that long break. And I asked Andrew Burnett on Tuesday night, I was like, you know, what do you want to see from this team coming out of this two-week break? How about you just come out the exact way you did the last time you had one of these breaks? They came out gangbusters. They beat the Rangers. And then they went on an absolute offensive tear, in the last 5 weeks, you know, a lot of the games have been 8-3, 9-3, you know, we want 10 kind of games. And, you know, you're not going to have those games in the postseason, but it's a pretty good start for now.
And you mentioned the high scoring games, 8-4 at Columbus, the game before last game. You were on site there. The third line in that game, we have to ask about this. Obviously, you know, Lundell, Reinhart, Marchment, 15 points they combined for, just, you know, took over the game right from the get go. Have you ever seen a line have a night like that? And you're, like you said, almost 20 years covering the Panthers.
No, absolutely not. And that includes, you know, the Barkov, you know, Barkov, Huberdeau, and Jágr, you know, and every time they touched the puck, something was happening. And a lot of the times they scored, you know, the people in the press box just kept shaking their head and looking over. It's like, yeah, I haven't seen this from these guys either, so relax. Just an unbelievable outing by Marchment and Reinhart and you know, who's the other guy?
Anton Lundell. Future Calder Trophy
winner.
How can
I forget Anton Lundell? Yeah, I mean, he's really pulling himself into this Calder conversation, and I think he's going to be a finalist at least if he continues this, if not win the thing outright. So just an unbelievable performance by those three. They've been great. Ever since they got reunited, they were great when they were together early in the season. And then, like, you know, Marchment said, things happened. You know, you had a couple injuries and he got hurt, and then Reinhart was out. So, you know, finally together, you ain't taking them apart again.
And George, in singling out Mason Marchment, when you look at his rise here, I mean, he's a guy obviously with a recognizable last name, had a dad that played in the league for a long time, had a really successful career. And Mason went from a guy who last season kind of got an opportunity, got a taste, to all of a sudden now he's forced the coaching staff's hand. He's a regular, not just on this team, he's a regular National Hockey Leaguer that everybody across North America has taken note of, and he had that six-point game to tie Olli Jokinen's team record in Columbus back on Monday night. But what can you say about just how impressive the ascent of Mason Marchment has been, again, establishing himself as a force out there, and the confidence he brings every night? He just, again, looks like a guy who's a veteran beyond his years.
Yeah, no, you can't say enough things about Mason Marchment. Toronto Maple Leafs thought he'd be a nice project, let him float through the system a little bit. But sometimes when you're in an organization like that you start off as a project, you're always looked at as a project, right? So Marchment gets sent to the Panthers in the Dennis Mulligan deal. And he benefited from the rules last year. The Panthers put him on waivers last year in training camp to get him onto the taxi squad. And if there wasn't a taxi squad, he would have gone to the AHL. So he was able to stay in Florida with the Panthers, work with the team, impress the team during practices to the point where he started getting in games. And we know what happened from there. Joel Quenneville absolutely loved this guy, put him up on the top line later in the season. I even asked Joel Quenneville jokingly, I was like, a lot of people thought you were crazy for putting Mason Marchment on the first line. He goes, who thought I was crazy? I was like, well, I did, okay? It was me, you know? Mason Marchment on the top line of the Florida Panthers, it worked because he was giving something different to that line, and you see it now. I mean, the guy's playing with a lot of confidence, is just, you know, doing great and good for him. He's about to get paid, whether it's here or somewhere else.
And George, now kind of looking ahead, we talked about it a little bit, but the Panthers coming out of the break, the playoff push gets underway in about 2 weeks against the Hurricanes. That's going to be a huge matchup. They still haven't played the Toronto Maple Leafs yet. That's going to be a huge matchup. Toronto's going to be talking about Mason Marchment a lot on that broadcast, I'm sure. But just kind of look into the second half heading into the playoffs. What are you kind of keeping a close eye on here?
Well, this is going to be a real fun time for the Panthers. I mean, because you're not fighting for a playoff spot, right? Right now, all you're looking for is seeding. The top eight spot, the eight spots in the East are taken. We know who the eight teams are going to be. Now, who's going to play each other in the first round is the question. Let's see if the Panthers can keep their foot on the gas a little bit. Go for the Atlantic Division. You'd like to have home ice advantage. You don't want to be the third seed and have to play on the road, although this team, you know, can do that. It's going to be fun because we haven't seen Toronto. You've got all these games against Toronto. Those are going to be marquee games. You've got games against Boston remaining. So the Panthers have kind of finished their schedule against a number of teams in the first half. Now we're going to see some different faces in the second. They've got to go west. They've got to go to the West Coast. You know, that's not a tough, tough trip, but that's still a long road trip. So it's going to be interesting to see this team coming out of the break. playing with that target on their back a little bit, see how they handle it, and see if they can keep up the push, because, you know, this break coming up is it. Everything's good from now on. It's going to be playing every other day.
George, wanted to ask you a question, I guess, sort of off ice, but around the game, obviously. It just seems like around town, we've really seen the buzz heighten. It seems like a lot of people in the area are really taking notice of what this Panthers team's doing, and you've been covering this team for a long time. Have you gotten a sense of that as well? And I think maybe no better example than the 18,000-plus that were at the game when the Panthers took on the Sharks, came back, won in overtime that last home game before the break. I mean, that was a Sharks team that came in, a Western Conference team. You had 18,000-plus Panthers fans in this building, and the roof about blew off the place when Sam Bennett scored that overtime winner. How exciting was that? And have you sensed that buzz growing around town?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, and it's because of this. It's not just because they're winning, Doug. It's because of how fun this team is. People are watching them on TV. People are paying attention to them, and they're seeing that genuine fun these guys are having. I mean, that becomes the story when people are able to kind of let their emotions ride with a team, and kind of be rewarded for it. That's only going to grow. We talk about that with these guys all the time. Their personal relationships off the ice really shows up on the ice, and I think people have run with that. The winning certainly helps, but beating teams 9-3 does us too, as well, especially in South Florida. People like to say, you know, we're number one all the time and mean it, and, the Panthers have been doing that all year.
And, George, looking at the break, I don't think anyone in the Panther world, Pantherland, has produced more content lately than you and Colby at Florida Hockey Now, so make sure to subscribe to that if you're listening. But, George, are you taking a break? And if so, how are you spending this kind of little all-star weekend extended break?
Well, I was thinking of going to Tahiti.
How do you get there?
Boat. Yeah, I was gonna do that, but I decided to come to Columbus, Ohio instead.
The Tahiti of the Midwest, as it's known.
And see, you know, what a winter storm is like. That comes in Thursday, so that should be fun.
Well, make sure you go get some tacos at Condado.
I will try that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, we are not taking a break. No, we've got stories lined up all through. You know, we've got the All-Star weekend coming up. We've got a big feature coming up on Andrew Burnett. We've got a big story on Jonathan Huberdeau. And then next week, we've got a whole lot of fun stuff. So, no, the FloridaHockeyNow.com is not taking an all-star break. We got plenty of stuff to keep people interested in reading up on the Panthers.
George, last thing for me here, a hockey-related question, but last thing as we gear up for the playoff push, which really does kick off in a big way when the Panthers take on Carolina, first game coming out of this break. If there's one trait that this Panthers team that most lends itself to playoff success, what is it? What would you say this Panthers team has? What factor do they have that is going to be the most beneficial when the second season comes around, if you will?
I think just the way that they can cycle the puck and their puck possession. You look at the numbers, the Panthers, you know, control the flow of most games. And like we said, they're not going to score 8 goals in a playoff game. Those are very, very rare. But the way they play, their style of attack, I think it lends itself to having some success because they're very hard to stop. I think we saw, you know, the New York Rangers were able to slow the Panthers down, and a couple teams have. But for the most part, in a 7-game series, the Panthers are just simply going to wear you down. And we know Bill Zito is going to be shopping for defensive help at the trade deadline, which is about 6 weeks away. So the Panthers are going to get deeper defensively. You've got a great goaltender in Sergei Bobrovsky, who's been in the postseason before. You've also got a very capable backup in Spencer Knight. You know, I think the Panthers are the complete team. I think, you know, a couple tweaks here and there, nothing major, mind you. You don't need to mess with this thing. This is a ride you want to keep staying on. But this team is going to improve itself. But I just love the way they play, moving forward, not back.
And George, one last thing before we let you get going, tell all the folks out there where they can find all the great coverage that you provide of this Florida Panthers team.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Doug. Follow me on Twitter, @GeorgeRichards. You can also follow my guy, Colby D. Guy, at Colby D. Guy on Twitter. And come visit us at FloridaHockeyNow.com. We've got subscription packages that start at, what, $3.40 a month or $29.99 a year. We've already got two stories up today. We'll have two stories up tomorrow. Again, we're not taking an all-star break. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. We've got some really fun things I think people want to enjoy. So come on and visit us at FloridaHockeyNow.com.
Hear that? Don't do it Florida Hockey later. Do it Florida Hockey now. Florida Hockey right now. George Richards, longtime friend of the program. George, we thank you very much for stopping by here on Territory Talk once again. Always great to visit with you. Enjoy the little hiatus here, and we will see you after your sabbatical to Columbus.
All right, I'll see you on Hiatus Road. Bye-bye.
I'll be there. Yep, used to live off it. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now. Thanks very much for stopping by.
Big thanks again, George Richards, for stopping by the Territory Talk podcast this week. You can find the Territory Talk podcast at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Coming up on the end of the program here, folks, the Feltman's Value Pack back for this season. Each Feltman's Value Pack includes Panthers tickets for four, as well as a Feltman's all-natural hot dog, popcorn, and soda. Go to floridapanthers.com/value pack for more information. The Panthers' next action will be on the 16th of February, the 16th of this month. The Panthers on the road against the Carolina Hurricanes. They'll be in Minnesota on the 18th, in Chicago on the 20th, back home at FLA Live Arena and Sunrise to take on the Nashville Predators. Coming up on the 22nd of February, that's a 7 o'clock face-off, and you can get your tickets at floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. Again, big thanks to George Richards for stopping by the Territory Talk podcast earlier this week. Big thanks to Charlotte Checkers broadcaster TJ Shalott for taking some time out of his week to join us as well. Folks, this has been the Florida Panthers Insider Show. I'm Doug Plagans with you right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit Game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.